Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Oh, hot patooties.
Don't take this the wrong way, Kate. Yeah. Does that give you a tingle in your pants when we hit a good one?
The CBS, before we start, and a couple of them were like, and I just joined in automatically. I was like, all right. Solid clap.
A little bit of clapping. It's the Friday before Veterans Day edition of Zero Block 30, and today we have five rounds of the magazine. Round number one, Bret Michaels. You might remember him as the lead singer from the band Poison, or if you're more our age, you probably remember him as the Rock of Love star who went through like five seasons of that show, right?
Yeah,
so much
bunch.
Love.
So many. Everybody was trying to fuck Bret Michael. Well, he was pretty hot. Anyways, he has gone on the record to thank the troops for allowing him to dress the way that he does every single day. And if you don't know what he looks like, just go ahead and smash that Google button, because he looks kind of like a fucking weirdo. Round two, an Army intel battalion became a laughingstock on social media this week for the opposite of intelligence with a shady cell phone app that probably goes against everything that military intelligence would tell you to do. Round number three, Kate interviews Marine Corps veteran Aaron Kurt Cuomo about this year's 8-minute-long birthday ball video, which caused a stir for having only 6 seconds total of women represented. I'm not fucking doing it again. Round number four, a former college basketball player turned porn star is throwing a Veterans Day party at his sausage castle in Florida that promises a veteran a night of free haircuts, barbecue, and blowjobs. If you plan on going, please make sure that all your genitals are clean and trimmed within reg. That's 0 to 3 inches, folks. Round number four, the owners of an Airbnb watched in real time as Hammered Marines and Dress Blues flooded their home. And all that is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Movember. Movember.com/barstool. This year, you can win a chance to go with us to the Army and the Navy game at the live show that we're going to have in December down in Philadelphia, Kate's neck of the woods, because Barstool is proud to be working with Movember to raise funds and awareness for men's health. Movember is the leading charity dedicated to changing the face of men's health around the world. This Movember, whatever mustache you grow will save a bro. Your support will change the face of men's health by raising awareness and funds for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and so much more, including suicide prevention, which we're really passionate about here on this show. Movember.com/Barstool to join our team, because every 50 bucks you raise, you get a chance to enter in to win that trip for two to join us at Army Navy live college football show in December. And Cons, this is a big year for you. Are you nervous about this game yet?
No, I'm worried about this weekend, one game at a time. Never look ahead.
All right. Kate, are you nervous about it?
Army Navy game?
Yeah.
Oh, man, no. I'm just excited to eat hot dogs, hang out in the parking lot, meet people, be on the Barstool bus. I just love the
whole
vibe. I
hope we get to find the people that had the barbecued goat, because that was delicious that one.
Oh, yes, that year, a couple years ago, that was delicious.
Friendly reminder, the first time I ever met you guys was at the Army-Navy game 2 years ago.
Yes.
Was the one with the goat.
That I do remember.
Very first time I met you guys, I was real nervous. And then we walked onto the Barstool RV, and there was a Medal of Honor recipient crushing a beer. I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
Flo and Groberg
this?
Was there with this.
Yep, so very cool stuff. Excited for that.
Good memes.
Yeah, it was. That was a cold ass year, too. It was like
very.
Fucking snowy.
And it was
ice
snowing
everywhere.
The whole time.
Both years we've gone have been, I hope this year's a little milder, because those years were rough.
There have been a couple years where it's mild enough that you don't even really need a jacket, and I'm hoping for one of those this year.
Either way, you just put on that little liquid coat.
Yep.
Have a couple brewskis, crispy boys, wheat poppers.
A very special thing that we want you guys to go and join Barstool Gold for, because we will be doing an AMA on Barstool Gold where you'll be able to ask us anything, and also be on the lookout for links on my Twitter account, ZBT's Twitter account, because I'm going to be getting my entire body waxed on a live stream somewhere over the next week, too. So make sure you check that out. Bryn's doing great work at the Zero Block 30 YouTube page. Make sure you go there. Follow our social channels at Zero Block 30. Let's get started with the show, because we got a full one today, as we always do right before Veterans Day. Round number one, what do we got, Catherine?
First, I would like to bring us in with a little song. I feel like we've been really into the musicals lately.
Oh, God.
Can I sing it with you?
Sure. Like, don't read the lyrics or anything. Just hop in it with me.
Oh, okay.
It's in honor of Bret Michaels.
Well, you wrote the lyrics, so I'll just follow them however
just
you wrote them.
Follow them however I wrote them. This is for a story in Billboard about Bret Michaels honoring the troops. And he sang this famous song. Every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every podcast has a captain. Cons. Bomber. Every rose has its thorn.
You only changed one line, and that was specifically to rip on me.
Oh, buddy. You're the thorn that rips through Zero Block 30, you know?
All right, so what is this round actually? All right. Can we fucking get into it?
All right. But I didn't know. I was like, oh, Bret Michaels is Every Rose Has a Thorn guy? I had no idea that Poison was that banger. Yeah. I was shocked. But
honestly, I don't think that Bret Michaels is hardcore enough to have the nickname of his band be Poison.
Right? Poison, of all the names. My goodness.
Poison seems like you should be pretty hardcore.
Like a more of a heavy metal vibe, you're saying?
Yeah, like Black Sabbath could be Poison.
Sure, all right.
Well, he's a big hair band guy from back in the day. They sang Talk Dirty to Me, Something to Believe In, Every Rose Has a Thorn, a bunch of them. But I prefer to think of him from VH1's Rock of Love, where 20 leather-faced biker ladies with self-esteem issues were passed off as rock and roll sex kittens as they jumped through hoops to win the love of a celebrity romance with a secondhand guy. He's not secondhand. He's top-notch in my book, Bret Michaels.
What a great show, though. Let's talk about that show for a second. What a great show that was.
I have a question for Kate. Do we tit shame?
No. Oh, my gosh. No.
Oh, because some of those people on that show had some of the worst fake tits you've ever seen.
A lot of wrinkly tan cleavage.
Well, you know what it was? You know, Bret Michaels was huge in the 80s. So women who were getting the breast augmentations in the 80s, the doctors weren't as advanced back then. So they're not as good as they are now. So then add 30 years to those surgeries and that's what you get.
That's a really good
point. But it looks like a lot of those ladies' boobs look like you took a Skip-It and just shoved it underneath your skin.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The technology has come a long way where they look a lot more natural these days. Back then, it looked like you just plopped the Skip-It on their chest and went about your day.
This is true. You're not wrong. High count. High count on those Skip-Its. We're up in the hundreds, my friends.
Yeah.
By the way, Brent, do you have any idea what a Skip-It is?
Cons, I know what a Skip-It is.
Why? That's not a crazy question.
You put
question.
It around your ankle, and you kind of – it's like a hula hoop that goes around your ankle. You jump over it.
Also,
you're not
Brent,
that young.
Do you know who Bret Michaels is?
Yes, I know who Bret Michaels is. Don't need nothing for a good time.
All right. Fair enough.
Wow.
Well,
salty bread.
This week, he was in Billboard magazine with this headline that made my head tilt a little bit. Bret Michaels on military vets, and then in quotes, what they do – is why I get to dress the way I do. I was like, what? That's the headline?
I mean, most of the time when you see that headline, it's like, what they do is makes it possible for me to do what I do. They don't go into the detail. It's like, dress how I do.
But it's dress. So, Bret Michaels, here's the article itself, and it's quick. Connor, I'm going to have you read the role of Bret Michaels.
Sure.
I feel like. But Bret Michaels doesn't need a special reason to salute the people he considers hometown heroes, active and veteran military, first responders, and teachers. In fact, the Poison frontman honors them every night at his shows, and he brings them on stage to perform the 1990 hit Something to Believe In. But
oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Can you imagine? My goodness. Okay.
That's like, that reminds me of my fucking trip to Hawaii when we're closing down with that one 70s or 80s star, and he's singing the national or Proud to Be an American.
Oh, yeah. And you're just like, what? Yeah, it's one of those kind of moments. I was at an event, a sporting event, where the guy came out and played that same song on a saxophone, Proud to Be an American. And it was like, and I was like, are people serious right now? Is this? Anyway, Michaels is using 5 shows this November to put the concept on steroids.
Bret said, whoa. I'm on my Unbroken tour. We're making this a great time, an awesome party for people, great bands on the bill, everything. And then we encourage them to donate money to local charities who we vetted out to make sure they're legitimate. My father was a military veteran. My cousin Bobby, who works for us out at the merch stand and greets people, is a Vietnam vet, 2 Purple Hearts. I'm thankful for our freedom and that people get the freedom of opinion. I will never apologize for that. What they do is why I get to look the way I do and dress the way I do.
Now, I think the first part is a beautiful sentiment. Same. Really do.
I do,
like,
too.
His intentions are in the right spot. Like, he's thankful for people that served. Obviously, it's near and dear to him if his cousin Bobby got two Purple Hearts in Vietnam. But to go back and then say it's the why I get to dress the way I do. Buddy, you've had... You could say it's the reason why I was able to tour and have freedom of expression and freedom of speech and all of these other things, but freedom of expression through clothes?
Well, clothes? So the reason I wanted to put that story in there is because I think we have troops that listen all around the world, and especially those that are deployed right now. I want you to listen to this. If you're a troop listening overseas and you're in the sweltering heat or the freezing cold, and maybe you had a tough time today and you miss your family and you're exhausted, I want you to find solace in this. Somewhere on the other side of the globe right now, Brett Michaels just put on a tiny leather vest, and as he wraps a bandana tightly around his long bleach blonde hair, he was thinking of you. You're the reason he gets to do that.
Now, I have an idea, and I need the listeners to reach out, because this idea I'm just throwing down on the podcast, it might be a million dollar idea. What I need you to do is let us know if you'll buy a shirt that has Brett Michaels dressed up in his gaudy outfits, that the only words on the bottom is, you're welcome.
I think that's perfect.
I think that's a great idea. Great t-shirt.
I think that's something we can all believe in.
Very nicely done there.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to round two. All right, round number two, we all know that if you've been in the military, we constantly focus on OPSEC. It's one of the things that every single time you're going to go on leave, every single time you go overseas, you have to take classes on operation security so that you don't give away your location, you don't give away tactics, you don't give away anything. So when this news story broke out, it came across Task and Purpose and What the Army What the Fuck moments. It was very, very surprising, especially considering that coming from the 504th Military Intelligence Brigade. Kate, what is this app that this military intelligence agency is trying to disseminate to their folks?
Yeah, well, so I first saw it kind of making the rounds in military Twitter the other day, and it was U.S. Army What the Fuck moments was the first to be like, what the hell is this? And all these people started commenting on it, and people from the 504th were like, yeah, they're telling us that we're supposed to download this app. They made, so it's like if your own company was like, you work at Verizon, it's like, we have a Verizon app now to keep track of this particular group, or we have a McDonald's app. If you work there, you have to have it. It was like, if you're in this unit, if you're in the 504th military intelligence, whatever, you download this app.
Well, quick question, because we were all in the military before apps were really a big thing. The iPhone had just really come out when we were all leaving the military thereabouts. Does a command have the authority to say, hey, you have to download this app?
Well, I don't think that that really matters. Like, like what they have the authority to do and what they actually do are
great point.
Sometimes very different.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
They have this app, and I think the idea was for it to like help build unit cohesion. If you needed the latest news, you could go on this app. You could whatever. But keep this in mind. This is for an intelligence brigade. Mm-hmm. Here's one of the ratings and reviews. Somebody rated this 1 star and said, whoever thought this was a good idea is an idiot. This app has access to your identity and can find all the account, like other identity accounts on your device if you share a cloud or an account with anybody else. Your calendar, it can read calendar events plus confidential information, add or modify calendar events, and send emails to guests without the owner's knowledge. Access to your contacts, it can find accounts on the device, read your contacts, modify your contacts. Location, approximate location, network-based, precise location, GPS-based, your phone information, the status and identity, media files, photos, read the contents of your USB storage, modify or delete your USB storage. Basically, it can, all these different things, complete this app if you downloaded it and you were like, okay, I accept, download. This app suddenly had a complete in to everything inside your cell phone.
That's crazy.
And here's the crazy part. It was created by some company in India. It was not an in-house U.S. government created app. It was from another country. It was from whatever, totally outsourced. And so all the ratings, it has a 1.8 out of 5-star rating. All the ratings were like, hi, I'm in this unit. no. Like, no, this is the worst. This is exactly.
This is a little bit of a step too far for any sort of command.
And people on Twitter were like, this feels like a test. Like, if you downloaded it on your phone, you got a bad fit rep. Because, like, right. We just tested you, you failed. It, like, felt like a trick. And last I heard, I tried to download it on my phone.
Katie Malware.
I got distracted. But I ended up not doing it because you guys called me Katie Malware yesterday and I panicked. But I heard that it has since been taken down. So I think they got roasted quick enough.
But you know that the person that's putting it up there, like that captain or major that comes up with the idea to have this app, was probably like, fuck yeah, nailed it.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Everybody locked in. It's going to be the best way to disseminate it. And it is a good idea, like, to have all of your stuff in a very clean spot. I think the funniest thing that it says it'll give it permission to is change your wallpaper. Like, who's
going through
like, change the wallpaper on your phone? Like, you really need that ability to go in and change it from the military working dog picture that I have to whatever the fuck you want to put on there?
What made me laugh today, I was in a big meeting here at work, and somebody airdropped a photo to the entire room. And it was a pig with enormous balls that had taken a big duty on its own ball. And that, I would love for, like, everybody in the unit to wake up and have that as their background. Mm-hmm. What a magical power. But, I mean, what a horrible, horrible idea. And also, with the hackers and all that stuff, do you really want a centralized, like, into your entire battalion cell phone registry?
Seriously.
Like,
and why would you even think to go outside of the United States to another country to have them develop
it's
this
cheaper.
For you?
That's what we do.
Oh, it's definitely cheaper. You're right. But that's just wild to me that anybody with any sort of leadership position would think this is a good idea.
Every unit
you know what? We should
now.
Start giving an award out. We should start giving out an award for good initiative, bad judgment of the week award.
And yeah.
I think that this one would definitely qualify as the first winner of the ZBT good initiative, bad judgment award. Let's move on to round number three.
Can I tell you guys a really quick aside story?
Yeah.
And you talk about changing contacts and it's super frustrating. I had an acquaintance, not a friend, but an acquaintance whose wife thought he was cheating on her, which he was. She went into his phone, changed the number around for the girl he suspected that he was cheating with, which he was. So he's like texting this number furiously and like can't figure it out, like why she's not responding. She foiled his plan, never told him until like a year later when they got divorced.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
How could you do that, though? Keep this in the pod, Brent. How could you do this?
Do like keep that to yourself?
Yeah.
I guess if I get bad news,
it's all over my face.
Oh, believe me. I'm the same way. I guess this was an effort to save the marriage because they had a kid, which, you know, why would you be more dishonest? That doesn't seem like
the
best way to save a marriage is to be further dishonest with your partner. But she figured if he couldn't talk to her, then he would stop, and then he would focus more on her.
Round number three. We've talked about it a bunch. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more, but it's Marine Corps birthday ball season, one of my favorite times of the year. The Marine Corps ball, legit, especially when I was in, truly, I've always been a huge wedding reception lady.
Same.
And to me, it was like a wedding reception on steroids with all my best buddies, mm-hmm. and it was this crazy night of freedom where you could just be like,
and everybody's good at drinking.
Everybody's horrible at drinking, but it's perfect because everybody's on the same level. Every single year, I would pay to get all my medals and get them all mounted, and I would dance so hard, they would come falling off, clanking down onto the dance floor.
Yeah, my proudest moment at the ball is I cranked the Soldier Boys so hard that my entire rack, like, exploded.
That's fantastic.
I wish that was a slow-mo. And you smell.
I know, because, like, there's a picture, and you can see, I'll try to find it. There's one picture where, like, my NAM is, like, flying up in the air, and then my Purple Heart is just, like, exposed, just, like, dangling by itself.
And so, like, every year, dance your medals off. My bun would just be in shreds by the end of the night.
And nobody cared.
Which way.
Like, that's
and
what you're supposed
cared.
To do.
Nobody cared.
Yes.
If you walked out of the ball and your uniform looked good, you didn't have a good enough time.
No.
And one of the best parts about that night was that was one of the nights of year you walk away and you feel that sense of family with your unit so hard. I just felt so much love for my brothers and sisters that I served with that night. And even all the other ranks get cool with you that night.
Yep.
Not in like a weird way, but just
no, there's I don't want to say fraternization, but the enlisted and officers kind of meld into
it's
just
kind of a blind eye night.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I've had two experiences here at Barstool. When I say here, I mean Barstool. Where I got to take Dave Portnoy to one out in California at a Marine Corps birthday ball at Pendleton. And then Erica Nardini, our CEO, went with me to Las Vegas. And both, at the end of the night, they're like, this shit was fucking insane. And yeah. Like, think about some of the parties that Dave has been to. And like, yeah. He was like, that was legitimate crazy. It's like, buddy, that was an air wing party. Like, go yeah. to a grunt unit.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, forget it.
That's the best description I've ever heard, the one you just gave, though, a wedding yeah. on steroids. It really is. It's all the best parts of the wedding and right. none of the bad, really.
And there's so many great, but you walk away with this huge sense, and part of the reason they have this ball, it's the camaraderie, it's the history, it's the tradition. And one of the traditions every year is that they show a birthday ball video. And it's the Commandant of the Marine Corps and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps delivering almost like a State of the Union address to the Marines.
Yeah.
And it's usually really visually interesting, and it really encapsulates the Corps. And they pick a certain topic every year. And this year it was teamwork was the message that they tried to get through. And every year that I've watched it, you're sitting in the ball surrounded by your brothers and sisters, you're in your blues, and every time it ended, when I was in, I wanted to run through a motherfucking brick wall. I was so motivated.
But there's also a part where you want to cry, too.
Oh, it
like,
makes
where
you
it's like
wanna,
super emotional.
Roller coaster of emotions.
You, by the end, you want to run through a wall, but you get goosebumps, you get teared up. They usually tend to do an excellent job, and especially last year's. And even once you get out, I feel like most Marines, even in their veteran years, will go through and they watch that video every year. And I know last year's was especially meaningful to me to see the last commandant take time specifically and do a whole chunk of we're acknowledging women. We are showing their contributions, and they made a point, I think, especially in the wake of Marines United scandal and all that stuff, to like, you are one of us. You are included. You matter. So big scuttlebutt. It first broke in Newsweek and then Task and Purpose, and then all these other publications picked it up. When the video was released for this year's ball, it's 8 minutes long, but in the full 8 minutes, there are only 6 seconds that include a woman. There's never a woman's voice heard. There are several stories told throughout. None are of or about or told by women. And the flashes, it's not a consistent 6 seconds. It's quick, 1 second flashes throughout. Mm-hmm. When I watched it, I could only find two. And it was just quick flashes.
Yeah, but I feel like you noticed it before all these stories came out even.
Yeah, I watched it and I said, wait a minute, hold on. And so there was something about it that just, I feel like, I don't know. So in my female engagement team that I was in 2010, we have a Facebook group. And I feel like this woman that I served with kind of summed it up, because we were talking about it in there this mm-hmm. week. And all the female Marine pages I follow on social media, like all the women are kind of like, man, that just kind of stings a little. But she said, I often talk about the Marine Corps in my diversity class. I let a lot of years in the Marine Corps just roll off my back and pretended like certain things didn't bother me. But deep down, in no way did I ever feel like a true equal, besides being a part of FET. So yes, I think the Marine Corps should get with the times. I think we should be creating more mirrors for the women who decided to join instead of pretending that we don't exist. And I feel like that's the feeling that a lot of us felt watching this video. Was like, man, again, like, I feel like we make a small step forward, but then of all the branches, we take these huge steps backwards. And I think a lot of people, my DMs were flooded because I was bitching about it this week, of a lot of guys being like, you're only 8% of the Corps, what does it matter, blah, blah, blah. Because of the video, it was 1.25% of that video had women in it out of 100. I
was proud of that math you did.
And representation does matter. It does make a difference. And I don't think they were like, la, let's leave women out of the video. But I don't know. So I was glad to have Aaron Kirk Cuomo on. Also, just to have another woman to talk about it with, because it brought back, I think, not just for me, but for a lot of other women veterans. And I talk about it in the interview, but like kind of a flood of emotions that I usually tend not to think about, of those feelings of not belonging and not really being a full Marine, that you don't want to say that. It sounds really bad, but a lot of times you felt that way and it carries on into your veteran years. So I think it just brought back a lot of feelings. So here we go with that interview. She, by the way, really impressive. She was in the Marine Corps, a sergeant herself, and now she advocates for military members who are victims of sexual assault and harassment. She helped bring the Marines United scandal to light, and she's just been a great advocate for both male and female Marines all around. So here we go with that. Now on Zero Block 30, we are joined by Marine Sergeant Aaron Kirk Cuomo. She was in from 2004 to 2010. Now she helps run Not In My Corps, a group that sheds light on sexual assault and harassment in the ranks. And I picked up on, well, for years, ever since the Marines United scandal, your name has been kind of popping across my radar and, you know, seen in different things.
you were a huge voice in that, which was another thing that was super important to me to see coming to light finally. Kind of a thank God people are talking about this moment. And so I saw your name again in both the Newsweek and Task and Purpose articles about this birthday ball message. And a lot of people in my DMs right away, a lot of the vet bros were like, what do you care? You're only 8% of the core. Like, so what if blah, blah, blah. And I feel like it just represents a huge blind spot in the Marine Corps still. So I was wondering, you had a lot of great things to say. Why did it stick out? Why does it matter to you?
Yeah, so of course, representation matters. I use a saying, especially when I'm dealing with the Marine Corps, you can't be what you don't see, right? So the Marine Corps has been pushing in recent years to get more women recruited. And if even in recruitment videos, if you don't see female Marines, how do you think you can ever be one? So it's really important to have, women included in these videos. And of course, business as usual for the Marine Corps, you know, female Marines were a blip in their mind. And it was funny today. I actually, you talk about the vet bros and it's like, oh God, here we go. So I had someone try and like mansplain to me why it's okay for females to only be in 6 seconds of the birthday message. And I was like, okay, so the Commandant's purpose in this message was about teamwork, right? So how do you explain making a video for the birthday ball about Marines being part of the team and teamwork where women are nowhere visible in it practically? So it's just one of those things that as female Marines, you know, we're like, oh, here we go again, same old shit, different day. Oh, am I allowed to curse?
Absolutely. Hell okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. You know, same shit, different day. And of course the dudes are just gonna get all butt hurt and yep. What does it matter?
But I actually wrote on the post-it note, the big message was leadership and teamwork.
For sure.
And small unit leadership. There was a focus on that too. And I was like, a small unit leadership, especially, that is the key to getting women accepted, which in 2019 is insane. Yep. That we're still fighting for acceptance. And so many of the guys saying, well, what do you want? Because God damn it, this video made me do math. And I did it 6 seconds out of an 8-minute video. We were represented in 1.25% of 100% of the Marine Corps birthday ball message this year. And people are like, well, you're only 8%. What does a couple percentage points matter? Like all these dudes doing this math and stuff for me. And I'm like, well, clearly you've never experienced what it feels like to be, especially in Marines United. I had innocuous photos of myself where I saw people I served with commenting, was I worth raping or not? Like stuff like that. And then they have no idea what it's like to walk through a chow hall and know that all eyes are on them, to go to a rifle range and know everybody's waiting for you to be the one to mess up. That in all the stories they tell, it's, you hear these wacky stories of so-and-so and so-and-so, but when it's a woman that messes up in the Corps, oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
They use it directly as that's why women shouldn't be in. And that's still... Mm-hmm. A prevalent attitude that's taken.
Actually,
and
I think it's worse now than ever before. And that's saying something because it was bad when you and I were in. I don't remember what years you were in, but it was bad when I was in.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now. So I tell all of the female Marines that I'm in contact with that are in currently, I'm like, you guys are up against some really nasty, nasty talk and actions. I mean, sexual assault rates in the Marine Corps are skyrocketing, harassment. You know, the Page 11 did absolutely nothing to prevent online harassment and targeting. It just made the Marines kind of go underground in fake names and behind fake profiles.
And look at us like a burden instead of an asset.
Yeah.
When the statistics actually show we tend to fare a lot better. We get better scores. We stay like the whole thing is just
women get in trouble less often than
right
per capita than the male Marines do. They tend to serve out full enlistments. They have higher ASVAB scores. It's a huge part of the country that we are underutilizing as far as the Marine Corps goes. And things are only going to get more difficult as we move into, you know, more complex AI, I hate to break it to you grunts, but I fully believe that in my lifetime, we could potentially see more, you know, AI as far as grunt work goes. So it doesn't matter if you're a chick or a dick sitting back, you know, in Camp Lejeune running your video game, you know?
Right.
So, and it's going to happen. Yeah. So it's super frustrating because more women who are super intelligent, super smart, look at the Marine Corps and they see these kinds of things and they see how male Marines act and they're like, I don't want to be part of that.
Right. And it's just, I think one of the things that surprised me, it's like, I think to me it was so much larger than the, okay, so we were only in 6 seconds of this birthday ball message. And people are like, especially people outside the Corps, like, what are you, like, it's not that big a deal. But to me, it lit up so many old feelings and so many examples. I could list 100 on my own right off the top of my head of things that were not okay and times that just getting shit on for, like, and I, my unit, I loved, I, those guys were like brothers to me. I got very lucky, but immediately outside it, and it would be those things where, oh, like just at my door and hearing a guy in the hall, oh, this is Mannion's barracks room. She's great for a female Marine. She's great for a woman Marine. It's like that attitude of like, and that, so I just feel like there was a slight move in the right direction. And the birthday ball message, like, it matters. Every year it gives me goosebumps. I'm so proud to be a Marine. It's one of the best things I ever did with my life. And so I think when you love something so much, the disappointment hurts that much more. That, like, last year's message, they actually acknowledged. There was the commandant saying, hey, everybody, all you dicks sitting in the crowd, here's a moment where you're stuck. You have to watch this message directly from me. Women matter. They're here. Here's part. And that was really cool. It meant a lot to me. And then this year to see it just brushed over. Like, I feel like I'm like a crazy person ranting, but it just brought up so many emotions that I hadn't thought about and felt in such a long time.
So you bring up like a great point. So what does it really matter?
Right.
Why does it matter that we were only in 6 seconds? Well, it matters because it's one of those things that directly says to female Marines like you and me and the female Marines that are busting their asses every day in the Corps that we're just an accessory, right? We don't really do anything for the Marine Corps. It stings, especially considering how far women have come just in the last couple of years with their contributions in the Marine Corps. You know, I mean, I was there in the Pentagon the day that Panetta and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs signed that rescinding of women in combat roles and being able to serve in combat units. So that's something that is really near and dear to my heart. And I think it's really important to show what they're doing now. You know, we've got women serving in artillery. We've got women serving in the infantry, and they're serving well. One of my good friend's daughters just came back from a deployment with the MEU, serving as one of the first female second lieutenants, you know, in command. And so it's huge. Like, what they're doing on the ground every day is amazing and should be recognized because their contributions are valuable. So I definitely hope that the commandant and the sergeant major realize that they kind of stepped in it on this one, and that it is being reported, because in the chat groups, in the small groups, in the female Marine groups, they were pissed.
Yeah.
They were pissed.
It feels like a slight. And I know, I was reading Kate Germano, we've had her on the show, and she says, I don't think this was intentional. I don't think it was their intent to leave women out. I kind of felt like, I kind of felt very slighted. I was like,
I felt it was intentional.
I felt so too.
I personally feel that it was intentional and that they obviously made no effort to include women. They did the bare minimum. They didn't try to show the different roles that women are serving in. And I really felt that it reflects this mentality of the male Marines do not want women around in those new expanded roles. They don't want them in the infantry. They don't want them in artillery. They don't want them there. And that's what that says to me when they're left out, like when women are left out like that. You look at the MCRIC videos from the last year, they're amazing.
Yep.
Right? Goosebumps, like the one the one practically had me crying because it was just so good. So they know that they need to do this and that they should be doing this. So it definitely felt deliberate to me.
Yeah, I felt the same
way. Tom Strat fail.
I think, and Kate makes the point, like, you know, maybe it wasn't deliberate, but it was also, there was no deliberate, hey, let's make sure they're included kind of thing. And so it just, but yeah, it really matters. I'll never forget one time on my first deployment, I was attached to infantry units and we got to go back to this MWR, this like crusty, dusty tent with a couple computers. And the guys were Skyping with their wives and girlfriends back home. And they asked me to duck so that there's the women that there was couldn't see that there was a woman out there. And I was like, is it because it makes you seem less tough that there's tits and a vagina out here? Like, is it because we're seen as, you know, you guys have given us this reputation as sluts? Is it because, and it got in my head. I'm like, wow, I go outside the wire with these guys and they don't want to be associated with me just because I have a set of tits. Fabulous tits, by the way. I don't like to, but I, so it's just very like, it's that deeply ingrained that there's all these little moments I think of that when I'm out with other Marines and meeting other Marines, still to this day, I have this complex where I'm like, should I even mention that, hey, I'm a Marine too? Because especially like when I went to college at, I went to Fordham, there was a veterans group there and it was very like dude bro. And I was like, I don't fit in. I don't belong. And yeah. I told myself that before I even met them because it was so ingrained that as much as I loved my own unit, I didn't belong overall in the Corps because that was like Marines United City when I was in. And it was just like, that's how I felt I was perceived. And it really did affect me. And I know it affects a lot of women out there who are doing so many badass, awesome things. So
yeah, it's one of those things that we've all experienced as female Marines. You know, you know that when you come into your new unit, they're all taking bets on who's going to bang you first.
Yeah.
You know, they call you names behind your back if you don't bang them.
Right.
You know, walking mattresses, fucking wook, cunt. You know, I've been called them all, believe me. It's just one of those things that when we talk about the Marine Corps and the issues that the Marine Corps has with culture, this is exactly it. Women are seen as something other than them. You know, they're seen as not really real Marines. They're just female Marines.
It's right? A burden. You're in a burden or an attachment or whatever. Mm-hmm. When there are great units out there, there are great leaders out there who are doing the right thing and their units are benefiting from it. You're a fool if you're not including, especially in the Middle East where half the population are women. Wouldn't you want a fully trained woman attached to your unit who knows what the fuck she's doing? Who can? So I don't know. I just think it's crazy. I think it's leadership that this shows that, you know, Commandant Berger and Sergeant Major Green, like it starts from the top. It starts from Marines looking up to you and what you show and what you do. And I feel like it was just a huge oversight. But hopefully, who was it? I wrote her name down here. Rebecca Rosen over at Task and Purpose remade the video.
Yeah.
She kept it the same, but she just added in a couple voiceovers with the woman's voice, a couple more shots of women also doing badass stuff. And I made the video so much better. Like, the video still, in general, the video sucked this year. I'm just going to say it.
Normal. It really did.
It really did.
It's kind of disappointing. Oh, man.
I know.
You know, you always expect the birthday message to be like, give you shivers and make you want to cry or go back to a prior service recruiter. Right.
Right.
And this one was just like, oh, God.
It was really? Like a weird moto video that like some old sergeant made or something. But anyway, you're right. Normally they make me feel like I could break through a wall and I'm like, I'm a fucking Marine and that. But exactly. Yeah, it does matter though. And I'm so glad that, you know, you came on to speak about it because it's just so nice to, there are so few of us, but you're right. Representation matters. And to just see that I wasn't alone and I was legit like triggered, Katie McTriggered, when I saw it, because I was like, what the fuck, man? Come on, Corps. Yeah. I love you. Don't do this to me. So yeah.
I know. And I think that's what, honestly, people criticize me and our organization quite a lot, you know, that we're ruining the Corps. We're, you know, a bunch of fucking snowflakes. We're that's the kind ones. But you mentioned before, like, seriously, the reason that we do this is because we fucking love it so much. Like, right. We love the Marine Corps so much. And we know the potential that we have to offer to the Marine Corps. And God damn it, I just want it to be the best possible right. Marine Corps it can be. And that means, you know, come on.
You want to preach honor, courage, commitment. Right. So many of your men are not living that way and are actually being huge cowards and making the yep. Corps look bad. So fix yourself. I'm knife-handing yep. you, Marine Corps. Fix yourself. And also, is there anything?
And that goes for the fucking veterans, too, because you dudes. Oh.
Those are the ones blowing up my DMs right now. I'm getting shit
sure
on left and right just because I speak up a little bit about how I feel as a woman who served. But is there anything else not in my Corps where that sheds light and shares stories of sexual assault and harassment within the ranks? And that's not just a problem for women. It's a huge problem
no.
within males in the ranks, too. So yep. Where can people find that?
A lot
that?
Of people forget that.
Oh, yeah. So. Where can you mm-hmm. find that? And what can people who are listening who may have experienced yep. that, what can they do?
Yeah, so we definitely have a large group of followers on the socials. So you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our website is www.notinmymarinecorps.org. So you can visit us there. There are some resources there to help, especially, you know, to help you if you are a victim of revenge porn, like Marines United. So we do have some resources there. And then also there's a contact button for us if you need to get in touch with us. But we partner with Protect Our Defenders quite often. They're a great organization as well that are helping military members who suffer from harassment and assault in the legal realm of things. So I think we're a pretty good team. You know, we're made up of former and active duty Marines. Obviously, our active duty board members kind of take a backseat role while they're active duty, but we're here for everyone, male, female, really doesn't matter. We're just here to make sure that you have the support that you need, as well as call out bullshit like this that hinders a lot of the cultural progression that the Marine Corps is trying to do.
Well, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your service, dare I say.
Is coming up on Veterans Day.
It is coming up on Veterans Day. Please go to get your free Applebee's, girl. But yes. Not in my Corps. Check them out. And what's your handle on social media?
Twitter is @NotInMyMarineCorps. Hang on.
Okay.
So I know this.
I should have given you a heads up that. Oh, I think.
No. Yeah, it's NotInMyMarineCorps. Hang on.
I'm the same. I'm like, do I have an underscore in there? Do I have a?
I know. That's how I'm always. I'm like, what did? Because I know that we had to shorten it because you know Twitter.
It's @NotInMyMarines. @NotInMyMarines.
Yes.
You can follow them there. You can find Aaron in the Newsweek article and in the recent Task and Purpose article about it, and all over the interwebs. You've been ever since. I feel like you've again have been on my radar in our small military community for a while now. But yeah, thank you for your role in pointing out Marines United and for the work you continue to do. It is important and it matters, and our representation and how we are seen truly matters. We contribute to the Corps just as much as any guy does. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You bet. My
happy
pleasure.
Birthday, Devil Dog.
Happy birthday, Marine. Have fun at that ball.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we have Kate's voice on the podcast because she is able to say it. We don't have to project on how we feel or how women would feel. It's nice to have mm-hmm. that group represented so well by Kate. So thank you, Kate, for being a strong voice for women veterans and being an advocate for them. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And thanks for listening to me talk in circles how butthurt
I was.
No,
talk in circles. And I was actually struck by one of the things you said right before the interview, how it's very comforting to have another woman to speak to about this, because you can talk to Chaps, you can talk to me, and we'll listen and we can sympathize, but we can never truly fully understand what that feels like for you. So I'm sure that was very therapeutic to have Aaron on the show, so thank you to her.
But I do appreciate that you guys, especially out there, when you say stuff like this and your DMs get flooded with so many of the, my DMs got flooded like so it's nice to have allies. So thank you.
And I want to give our listeners and our followers on social media some credit, because I was in a conversation. I had a tweet about this same issue, too. And I said that it was disgusting that male Marines flood women Marines mentions and things like that. And one of a prominent woman on Twitter I was dating with her, and she said, I would be surprised if I'm not called like a wook and like all these derogatory terms. I was like, I'll be surprised if you get that from our crowd. We don't do that. We don't put up with that.
Yeah.
That's not who we are. It's not who we want to be. And it's not the message that we represent. Everybody, if you have the courage, the gumption to put on the uniform, you're just as valuable as the next person. So thank you to the lady women out there. Friend, happy birthday to all
of
you.
Indeed.
Let's move on to round number four.
Speaking of women, hot patooties in round number four.
Haven't we had enough?
We're going from a deep conversation
8%
about women's
8% of the core, but fucking 80% of the podcast. Jesus Christ.
Well, round number four, also tits.
Hell yeah.
Something we can all get behind.
Indeed.
All right, Cons, walk us through what Kate's talking about.
Oh, my. Well, former porn actor Mike Busey is hosting a massive Veterans Day party, which is a little bit outside the normal Veterans Day parties you might hear about. He's hosting it at his Sausage Castle in Florida, one that promises veterans a night of fun, tanks, alcohol, and free fellatio.
Now, Bryn, can you explain what fellatio is for the listeners at home?
I actually don't know what that is.
Well,
good man.
Stay tuned.
Please
you'll figure
tell me
it
what
out.
It is.
Anyway.
That's a blowjob, folks.
That's
talking
a blow
sucking
job.
Dick.
Born
or
as.
Vagina.
Oh, yeah, true. True. It's 2019. Born as Michael Andrew Ward, Busey is a former college basketball player who made a career as a porn star and show host and is estimated to be worth well over a whopping $250,000.
What a weird thing to put in there.
Yeah.
I love it.
From his sex party haven in Lake County, Busey promises to give veterans the Veterans Day of a lifetime for those willing to attend, to include free haircuts, tattoos, beer, barbecue, blowjobs, and some armored vehicle action.
Fuck yeah.
What a combo.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the military, however, there is a grooming standard. All male guests must be a veteran or active service. Sorry, Bren, we were going to send you.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
All female guests are welcomed. No, you don't have to participate in the free blowjob. If you do plan, please have your genitals cleaned and neatly groomed. Please, no hairy dick and balls.
Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Jesus, this line is a little tough to read.
I'll take this one for you, Cons. I know you don't like to. You like to be a gentleman. Yes. If you don't come to get your dick sucked, get the fuck out of my house, Busey said last year. Many of the women showing appreciation to male vets are entertainers, swingers, and others happy to help out and give back and for those that were willing to serve. For some, it beats a free appetizer at Applebee's. The Mike Busey Sausage Castle is known for its wild parties, and the Lake County Sheriff's Office is known to make a visit to make sure everything is on the up and up. I think that if you're a fellow veteran or a lady veteran and you are anywhere near this place, you gotta go.
You gotta at least check it out.
Well, I was almost kind of, I'm like very excited for the things we have going on up here for Veterans Day, but I was like, oh my God, that would get 10 million views if we went down there to this party. That would just absolutely. And I had heard, had you guys ever heard of the Sausage Castle and Mike Busey before?
Not until you shared with us a great article on describing what it is.
Back in like 2015, somebody from Vice went down there. This place has been open down there for years. He bought this ramshackle house in a swamp and started building it up into the Sausage Castle, this wild fuckfest house or whatever. And basically, he has this quote where he's like, I got busted teeth, a bad haircut, and a tiny dick, but look at me. I'm surrounded by models, athletes. When people come through, it became this like wacky, like super bizarre party
house.
Super
haven for parties.
And then he made the news again when he opened it up as like a boarding house for veterans returning home from war. So then Vice went back and interviewed in like 2015, 2016, interviewed veterans that were living in this guy's halfway house, kind of. And they're like, yeah, man, this place really helped center me, really helped get my feet back on the ground. And then in the photo, it's the veteran like riding an alligator with a pregnant woman on his shoulders. You're like, what? Huh? So just...
Well, all veterans cope in different ways.
This is very true.
Yeah, we don't cope shame.
Well, this makes me want to open up my own sausage castle for the lady veterans. And
but you know what? Shout to this guy, Mike Busey. So many people pay lip service to veterans and say, oh, I support the troops and I'm going to help. And this guy's putting his money where his mouth is, quite literally.
And he's putting veterans' dicks where...
And he cares about the people who are performing the blowjobs. I mean, putting it out there right from the get-go that you're not getting your dick sucked if you got a hairy butthole and nuts. Like, I think that's good. Like, because some people would forget. That shows that he's really marketing to the veteran crowd, because you have to give them that five paragraph warning about like what's going on with the dick and balls. You got to shave it, fellas.
I know.
That's
true. I need to know how many people are actually going to be at this party. Like, is it going to be like 30 creepy dudes who actually show up, or is it going to be just a full on rager?
Well, you know who's going to be there.
Who?
PFC winner. No doubt about it.
For sure. Well, he throws
They better
this party.
Have a shit ton of Dr. Pepper.
He throws this party every year. And so this is a tradition now. And usually they get a pretty good wow. crowd. So, I mean, I wish. I
We need somebody to go on our behalf.
Bren, can
I
you
I mean, I was not a veteran. I don't think I'm invited.
I wonder if we can get you in there with a press pass or
you
something.
You worked at Home Depot. You're
yeah, seriously.
Close oh, enough.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
So just I feel like you're
and Cricket Bren. Wireless.
It'll be good.
Yes, you've served. You've served our community. Anyways, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to be up that night like looking for the hashtag or looking for the thing where I can just follow this thing live, because it looks, there's a video, you can go to the site and see, but it's absolutely wild. Very cool.
Wow. All right, let's move on to round number five. And round number five is going to be brought to you by the Barstool Sports Store. Look, if you listen to the ZBT and you're one of those people who say, I listen to every single episode, you got to be rocking the hoodies. We got the short sleeve hoodies that are dope. We got
those
the
long
sleeve hoodies that are dope. Like you, I honestly think that the short sleeve hoodie should be like a massive seller. I threw it on and my older daughter was like, dang, that's really cool. I got to get one. So if it's coming from a 15-year-old, 14-year-old girl, you got to trust her.
Wow. That's actually really high praise. When you get the younger crowd saying, yo, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's when you know. That's a seal of approval.
And from kid to dad, because that's not easy either for them to admit that you look cool in something.
Yes.
Especially my kids, because I think my kids are more predisposed to saying that I'm a fucking loser than most kids. So, because they'll actually call me a fucking loser, like just like that. So, whenever they say I look cool, I take it to heart. I have three of them, three of the hoodies behind me right now. We got them in blue, green, gray, and then the short sleeve is like a darker charcoal gray, and they are awesome. Go to the Barstool Sports Store, and you can get everything, including the puppy Conan, who took down Baghdadi. We have a shirt that says Good Boy with there, and maybe, just maybe, we might get that. What's his name? Sean
Brett Michaels.
Maybe we'll get to Shawn Michaels.
Brett Michaels
up in the store too. Let's Brett Michaels, yeah, Shawn Michaels is the Heartbreak Kid.
Sure.
All right, let's move on to round number five. Round number five. It comes from us, of course, San Diego. There's some Marines that destroyed an Airbnb. A San Diego Airbnb host is accusing a group of Marines for trashing and damaging her home. Lindsey Grant said that she rented her La Mesa home to a group of Marines through Airbnb while she was in San Francisco for her birthday, but the group turned her home into a party house, not exactly a sausage factory, but a party house. It was all captured on security cameras. She said, we were all in a little shock to see how many people were here, and when that was not in the agreement, Lindsey said that the group of Marines knocked over a fire hydrant that flooded her only home and her next door neighbor's home too. Her home had a foot of water, but the next door home had knee deep water damage. Some of these videos that they had out here are fucking crazy. That's got to be the worst. If I had an Airbnb, this is a public service announcement. If you have an Airbnb and they say, we want to come to your area for the Marine Corps birthday ball, automatically say no.
Hell just no.
Do not allow that.
Nope. Never. And the videos, the worst part, she's in San Francisco for her birthday. She said they were watching in real time as her house flooded.
Oh,
she said
man.
That we saw the water starting. We were watching it flood in real time.
What do you do at that point? Because it's not like San Francisco you can shoot down.
No, she had a friend go over and ask the Marines to leave, but the damage was already done. Her insurance will only cover the structure, but her couches, TV, other belongings not covered. No. Airbnb does cover a little bit for situations like this, but they said they would cover nothing for her neighbor's home. The neighbors will be displaced for about 2 months due to all the damage. Looking at these photos, you can see the water level going like halfway up the garage, all the carpets ripped up, everything ruined. And then there's this one photo of a very blurry, it looks like the Yeti, like, and he's just this blurry devil dog in dress blues.
Yep.
He's in the driveway, just flash across the driveway. And you know, I'm like, there's the one that got that fire. That means somebody drove when they shouldn't have too.
Yep.
If we're knocking over fire hydrants.
And they're all PFCs and Lance Corporals, it looks like. The only real hope that Lindsey has is that the commands make them do restitution.
Yep.
Like, which, that, they should.
Absolutely, they should.
I fully would like to believe that the Marines will.
This story right here is why I would never, even if I owned, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 homes, whatever, I would never Airbnb it, just because I'd be so scared that something like this would happen.
I just wish, though, that I could be a fly on the wall seeing all these Marines coming back to this Airbnb from their ball, all in the dress blues, and just a blacked-out Yeti fest of destruction. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been known to party in my day. The whole gene to want to destroy things just never got inside me, I think, though.
I just wish I could see, once the flood started, do you think they were like, we need sandbags? Like, do you think that they were like...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I want to see the video, because I imagine what happened. They hit this fire hydrant and they're like, all right, we got to improvise, adapt, and overcome. We've got to get through this. And they're like, snap out of it, devil dog. Let's fucking do this. We can accomplish this mission. And next thing you know, the entire house is destroyed. And that's why Lance Corporals need corporals and sergeants around. This, you can't leave them to their own devices.
This is very true. Yeah,
just very, very unfortunate for this woman.
To be the command and get this phone call and see these photos. This whole story is just so classic Marine Corps ball activity that...
It really is. But honestly, these Marines are in better shape than a video of a story that broke while we were actually filming the podcast or recording the podcast. There was a group of Marines, if you remember, a couple months back, where 16 Marines were arrested on Camp Pendleton and charged with human trafficking. We all said at the time that we wanted to see the video of this formation, because we knew that there's going to be so many people out on base, and did they just march them from the back of the formation? Well, now we have got the video of the Marines in formation. They're all stacked up. They get called up to the front just like they're getting awards, which is what we kind of suspected happened, where it's like, Marines to be arrested, center, right, face, march.
Yep.
And they all came up there. They stood 6 and center from the commanding officer, and then they all put their hands on the top of their head, and NCIS came up and arrested them. It is every bit of the video that we expected it to be. I would love to have a GoPro of the one that was center mass on the commander's face, because what is he going to do? Just like...
Right. Ugh. Also, to be in the non-in trouble crowd.
Oh man, how great
rest,
is that feeling?
Watching it, and your eyes are probably as big as saucers because you didn't know this was coming, and you probably want to say something to the people to your left and right so bad, but you can't. Like, God. Dude, oh my God.
Yep.
Like,
just to be, even if you don't smoke, you were in the smoke pit.
Pit was the hottest ticket in town. Yep.
Yeah. Can you believe Corporal Mendoza did it too? Oh my God.
There was more tea flooding that smoke pit than the fire hydrant after a Marine Corps ball at an Airbnb.
I was impressed they kept their military bearing as they were getting arrested, though. They were just standing there.
Well, they don't want to add anything else. I mean, you already have. When they tell you you're under arrest for human trafficking, that's a bad afternoon.
That would have been your final chance, though, to show how good you are at McMap, and they ruined it. Nobody took a good knife hand karate chop. They just went down. Sad.
True.
Moral of the story, don't traffic humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that this episode can serve as a safety brief to all the Marines out there getting ready to go on this Friday night to their Marine Corps birthday ball. Veterans getting ready to go all over the place whenever you're going out to the VFW or wherever. We hope you have a great, great Veterans Day weekend. Enjoy it. 3-day weekend. I'll be up there again. Make sure that you watch us and hang out on the AMA. Let's move into some save rounds. Alibis, Kate, we'll start with you.
I do have a save round that just occurred to me. Mm. You know why those Marines probably freaked out and destroyed that Airbnb?
Why?
After their ball? They probably got home and they were like, there was no women in that ball video. They were probably so mad on behalf of women so Marines. Pissed. They were like, we're mad as hell.
These are our sisters in arms, damn it. They deserve to be represented.
Right. That is exactly what happened. That makes me feel a little better about my brothers in arms.
Definitely.
Also, we're doing this Monday, if you're in the New York City area, at American Whiskey, 8 p.m., 11/11 Veterans Day. We're doing you don't have to be a veteran. You can be civilian, listener of the show, whatever. Bring your friends. Bring your mom. Mm. We'd love to meet her.
What are you doing?
Love moms.
Indeed. But bring her over. American Whiskey, 8 p.m. It's right near Penn Station. And we're just going to be having drinks. Chaps is going to be up here. PFC Brent will be there. Cons, myself. Mm-hmm. A couple other Barstool personalities. And just hanging out, having drinks. Well, it's not possible. It's happening. Free Shotsky for the vets.
Yep.
That's our version of the free egg roll at Applebee's for the vets. That's free shots.
Free shots.
Come hang. Low key.
It's
going to
be a good time.
Fuck him out.
Yeah, it is. And we're not going to be doing any type of podcast or anything like that. We're just going to be hanging out at the bar. We'll chill there for a while. We'll hang out with everybody and shoot the shit. It'll be awesome. It'll be, for you know, my favorite meme about podcasting is when they have the people on the wall and there's like four or five people talking and then somebody sitting by the picture on the wall and it's like, this is me listening to podcasts. Now you'll be able to talk back. If we say something that's atrociously wrong like we did with the R device, you'll be able to interrupt and be like, Chaps, you're a fucking idiot, my friend. That is not actually what that means at all. Cons, do you have any save rounds?
Of course. Of course. Just when you're going out this weekend to military balls or any sort of Veterans Day activities, just think if you're about to do something, what would Cons, Kate, and Chaps say if I do this? So hopefully that
will
prevent...
That's not good advice, like, at all. That is terrible advice.
I think it's great advice. I think it's great advice, because if they do something stupid, then we're going to roast them on the show.
If you're going to the sausage
castle... If you do something stupid, let us know, so we can talk about it on the pod.
I have a bone to pick. I don't know if it's so much a bone to pick with Bren as it probably is an instruction from Chaps through Bren. I believe last episode there was some singing that was edited out of the episode.
Where?
In the beginning of the episode, there was some singing that was cut short.
Oh, my God.
Well, something that gives Kate and I such joy.
Hmm. We'll just have to add more singing.
We'll just sing more.
That is quite the allegation. I'll have to go back and review my notes.
Indeed.
All right, last thing,
Bren,
real quick.
You got anything?
I'm sorry, I just had one more question.
Oh.
Real quick.
Oh, I forgot you always have five.
Yeah, at least. I saw an article today about talking about in the Army a $40,000 bonus to join the infantry. How much money would I have to put in front of you two to go back into the Marines?
Probably $40,000.
Would I get my job back when I'm done?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would do it, I think. Not for long. If I wasn't old and fat, I would go back into the Marine Corps Reserve just to have fresh stories for the pod.
Yeah.
There you go.
It wouldn't
dedicated
be anything noble
content
or anything like that, just for pod stories.
I love it.
For $40,000, I would do a year in the reserves.
All right.
Yeah.
For $40,000, I'll be one of the people servicing folks at the sausage factory.
There you go. Keep your military balls clean, people.
You're dismissed for the weekend.
All right. I actually have two save rounds. Usually I don't have any. I've actually got two this week. Shout out friend of the pod, Big Al Villanueva.
Oh, yeah.
Who Juju Smith-Schuster, his wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers, tweeted out that he was the one who taught him how to drive. So if you can picture,
cool.
Juju Smith-Schuster is like an average wide receiver size, like 6 foot, and Alejandro Villanueva is 6'9". And like picturing them in like a Honda Civic.
In an Acme parking lot.
Right.
Learning how
Alejandro
to
Villanueva
park
in a passenger seat just crammed in teaching somebody how to drive is a funny visual. And then my second one is I saw on Terminal Lance the finger sign.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Terminal Lance's logo, or you said that was Lance Corporal?
Well,
finger sign. They're kind of the same thing.
Yes.
He's adopted it as, he may have even started it. I think he did a cartoon that it was like, the cartoon was somebody holding
There's
up the
two
Lance Corporal
fingers
chevrons,
that kind of cross over each other.
And it kind of took off from there. But yeah, people do it.
Which made me think that we should have our own.
Our own ZBT.
Ooh,
and
ZBT
then,
sign.
And then Nick Hamilton kind of tweeted a GIF where it was like, you kind of put your two hands over each other, like connect with a thumb, so it looks like a Z.
All right.
That's kind of cool, right?
Jazz hands?
Yeah.
A little
nice.
Jazz. Okay, I like that, Brent.
I like that.
All right, so now we're going to have somebody special doing a save round. It's a longtime stoolie, Colonel Big Time Tommy, with a little bit of a safety brief for you.
How you doing, Instagram? It's Big Time Tommy, and here's my thought of the day. While it may not always fill your bank account to help somebody in need, it will fill your heart. So you don't always need to receive to give, because it is a good feeling to help somebody. And that's the old school way. OS for life. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. We appreciate that. There's a note in here for me to talk about Kyle Carpenter shaving his beard. He looks great. Kyle Carpenter looks
great. He's just
great.
A handsome fella.
He's a handsome guy.
He
you
is
look
a
great, too,
guy.
With a shaved beard. But he...
You're looking better, man, with the stubble.
Great.
Stubble helps.
You could leave just this length, and I think it works. You don't even need to go back to a full beard like you had. I think this works.
I'm going back full.
All right.
It opens up so many outfits for me. Like, whenever I have a beard, I feel like I can wear anything I want.
You can wear whatever you want at any time, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Thanks, Cons. Sound the retreat.